Hey there, friends. Welcome back to Calm Over Chaos, your daily dose of stoic wisdom to navigate this wild ride called life. I'm your host, Brandon Cole, and today we're diving headfirst into something we all struggle with. Those pesky negative thoughts that can hijack our peace like a rope wave in the middle of a calm sea. Ever feel like your mind is a never-ending loop of what-ifs and I should haves? You know that feeling when you're scrolling through social media and suddenly everyone seems to be living their best life while you're stuck here battling self-doubt? Well, I'm here to tell you there's a better way. Stoicism isn't about becoming emotionless robots, it's about learning to manage our thoughts and reactions so we can live with greater clarity, purpose, and yes, peace. Think of it as mental judo redirecting those negative energies instead of letting them knock you off your feet. So how do we actually do this? Buckle up because I'm about to drop 5 key takeaways that will change the game for you. First up, recognize and acknowledge those thoughts. Don't try to bury them or pretend they don't exist. That's like ignoring a leak in your boat, it just gets worse. When you notice a negative thought creeping in, simply say, hey, there you are again, without judgment. This creates space between you and the thought, preventing it from taking over your whole mind. Next, challenge those thoughts. Just because you think something doesn't mean it's true. Ask yourself, is this really factual? Is there evidence to support this? Often, our negative thoughts are based on assumptions and fears, not reality. Remember at that time you thought you messed up a presentation, only to find out everyone loved it. Our minds can be pretty good at playing tricks on us. Now, focus on what you can control. You can't control everything in life: traffic jams, the weather, other people's opinions, but you can control your reactions to them. Instead of getting caught up in the chaos, focus your energy on things within your power, like your attitude, your actions, and your choices. Think about it like this. You wouldn't try to steer a ship through a storm by focusing on the waves. You'd focus on the rudder and keep your course steady. Fourthly, practice gratitude. It sounds simple, but taking a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life can significantly shift your perspective. Write down 3 things you're grateful for. It could be anything from a delicious meal to support a friend. This cultivates a more positive outlook and helps counteract those negativity spirals. And finally, remember your purpose. What drives you? What gives your life meaning? Reconnecting with your values and goals can provide a sense of direction and resilience when faced with challenges. It's like having an internal compass that guides you through the storms. Think about it: what legacy do you want to leave behind? Let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're at work and suddenly your boss drops some unexpected criticism on you. That feeling of self-doubt, anxiety, maybe even anger starts bubbling up inside. Instead of letting that negativity consume you, take a deep breath. Acknowledge the thought without judgment. Ask yourself, is this critique actually factual? Is there anything I can learn from it? Focus your energy on how to improve and move forward. Practice gratitude for the opportunity to grow and remember your purpose, why you do what you do. This is stoicism in action, my friends. It's not about suppressing emotions, but rather managing them with wisdom and resilience. The key takeaways here are clear. Acknowledge your thoughts, challenge their validity, focus on what you can control, practice gratitude, and remember your purpose. Stoicism isn't a quick fix, it's a lifelong journey of self-discovery and growth. But trust me, the peace that comes with mastering your mind is worth every effort. So, what are you waiting for? Go out there and start turning those negative thoughts into opportunities for learning, growth, and ultimately greater happiness. And remember, if you find this helpful, share it with a friend who could use some stoic wisdom in their life. See you tomorrow for another dose of Calm Over Chaos. Don't forget to leave us a review. Your feedback keeps this show running. Peace out.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.